Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Jesse Steele, as always, and it is November 29th. Well, not always. One time I dreamt I was a flying pizza. I don't think I was Jesse Steele then. That's a weird dream. Anyway, let's get to the news. The Omicron variant of the novel coronavirus has been officially detected yesterday in North America. Canadian officials announced that two cases of the variant have appeared in Ontario in two Canadian citizens who recently traveled to Nigeria. Officially known as SARS-CoV-2 variant B.1.1.529, the Omicron variant was first reported to the World Health Organization from South Africa on November 24, 2021, though the first known confirmed infection took place on November 9, 2021. Since then, the variant has spread throughout Africa, as well as to areas in Europe, Asia, and now North America. At this time, scientists have very little concrete information on the Omicron variant. Currently, scientists around the world are working to understand more about the variant, how fast it can spread, whether vaccinations or past infections of other COVID-19 variants can protect against it, and if it can produce more serious effects than its predecessors. Thus far, data shows that cases of the Omicron variant have primarily been affecting young people, mostly resulting in symptoms of fatigue and body aches. As mentioned before, scientists have limited information on the variant, but have discovered so far that the Omicron variant has 30 different mutations on its spike protein, or the part of the virus that infects a human cell by binding to it. This suggests that the variant may be more transmissible and more resistant to antibodies from previously having another COVID-19 variant or receiving a vaccination against COVID-19. Health officials say that though the CDC has not officially declared any cases of the Omicron variant in the United States, it is probably already here. In order to try and slow the spread, the U.S. will be placing travel restrictions on the countries of Botswana, South Africa, Zimbabwe, Namibia, Lesotho, Eswatini, Mozambique, and Malawi, places where the Omicron variant is most prevalent at the moment. Other countries like the United Kingdom, Australia, France, Israel, and Germany will also be putting travel restrictions into effect for the same reason. At this time in the COVID-19 pandemic, we have gone through many variants already, some worse than others. Omicron joins Delta as the only other variant of concern in the U.S., which the CDC defines as a variant for which there is evidence of an increase in transmissibility, more severe disease, increased hospitalization or deaths, significant reduction in neutralization by antibodies generated during previous infection or vaccination, reduced effectiveness of treatments or vaccines, or diagnostic detection failures. Other variants of COVID-19 currently being monitored in the U.S. include Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Epsilon, Eta, Lota, Kappa, Zeta, and Mu. Sleepy, Grumpy, and Doc probably should be in there too. Doc, of course, being the last one and hopefully least visited. All viruses mutate at some point or another, and health officials state that while this new variant is unknown, this is not necessarily a cause for panic or alarm. At this time, we have a much better understanding of COVID-19 than we ever have before, giving us a foothold and a better advantage on how to best deal with the Omicron variant. During the holiday season, amidst all the gathering and travel, as well as flu season, it's important to do our part to keep each other safe. After recent surges of COVID-19 infections in Inyo County, we now have public mask mandates which require face coverings in all public indoor settings. We also have free clinics to get COVID-19 vaccines, booster shots, pediatric vaccines, and flu shots. All aspects are important to help control the spread of the virus. In small communities like ours, working together is essential in times when our entire population is affected. Remember that in our area, we have limited healthcare resources. There are only so many healthcare workers, hospital beds, ICU units, and pieces of equipment. An overwhelming amount of infections would be a huge strain on our local hospital. Not only would it make it more difficult to those with COVID-19 to get treatment, but for those with other injuries or illnesses to get treatment as well. This holiday season, be compassionate to those around you and to our healthcare workers, and do your part to keep our community safe and healthy. That article was brilliantly written by Ella Boehm. You know, if you want to know more about not only COVID, but just Inyo County, Mono County, Kern, all the different areas in the Eastern Sierra, head over to easternsierranow.com. Right on the top right corner underneath a blue word that says follow, there is a subscribe to news via email. If you type in your email there and hit subscribe, every time we post something new, you're going to get an email about it. It's going to pop up on your phone. So you will not be the last person anymore to know about what's going on. In fact, you'll be the first because we post everything faster. So head over, sign up for that. It will make your day better, I promise. All of your friends will want to be around you because you'll know all of the cool news stuff and entertainment features that are coming up in the Eastern Sierra. You'll feel better about yourself. You'll feel better about the environment and everybody else around you. It's like a miracle drug, but it's not a drug. All you have to do is put your email into a search bar. Namaste. I went to a lot of different places in that little rant there. Let's go back to COVID. We got another thing on that. This one is for the testing in Mono County through December. OptumServe and Mono County Public Health each provide COVID-19 testing in Mono County. OptumServe offers testing most Tuesdays in Mammoth Lakes, Wednesdays in Mammoth Lakes, Thursdays in Bridgeport, Fridays in Mammoth Lakes, and Saturdays in Mammoth Lakes from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. The team usually takes a lunch break from 3 to 4. Mono County Public Health offers testing in Bridgeport, Levining, Walker, and June Lake at various times throughout the week, as detailed below. Mondays, we have Bridgeport at Memorial Hall from 10 to 1. Tuesday, we have Sierra Star Golf Course in Mammoth, and that's 11 to 7, and the Levining Community Center, which is 296 Matley Avenue, and that's 10:30 to 11:30. And there will be no public health testing in Levining on 12/21. Wednesdays, Sierra Star in Mammoth, 11 to 7, Walker Community Center, that's 442 Mule Deer Road, and that's 11 to 12:30. And June Lake Community Center, that's 90 West Granite Avenue, 2:30 to 3:30. And for the record, there will be no public testing in Walker or June on 12/29. Thursdays, they're at the Bridgeport Memorial Hall, 73 North School Street, 11 to 7. And there will be no OptumServe testing Bridgeport on 12/2. Fridays, OptumServe is going to be at Sierra Star Golf Course, again in Mammoth, 11 to 7. And Saturday, same thing, 11 to 7, Sierra Star Golf Course in Mammoth. And Sundays, there's no testing. So all testing is open to the public, regardless of insurance. Appointments are preferred, but walk-ins are welcome. Individuals on the Highway 6 corridor can call the Public Health Department at 760-924-1830 to request testing. We have links to OptumServe, public health, and testing details on easternsiernow.com. So for questions regarding test results, please see that or go to Mono County Health Department. You can call them at 760-924-1830 and leave a detailed message with your name and reason for your call and a contact phone number. You'll receive a call back when your results come back from the outside lab, usually within 3 to 5 days. So get on top of that. You got a sniffle, not feeling good. You've been around somebody that has a sniffle or hasn't been feeling good. Go get tested. We need to knock this thing out. I think everybody is absolutely sick of it. I sure know I am. It's not been a big news day today, but just a couple of emergency relief things and that kind of stuff. So here's another thing going on. This is actually really cool. So food responders, their whole goal is feeding locals in need during emergencies. So if you want to help feed people in local emergencies, if you have a food business, so let's say you're a restaurant owner or you're a caterer, you have the ability to provide food to a lot of people. Calling food business owners off the grid and the state of California invite you to become a local food responder and be paid, that's right, paid to provide meals for emergencies in your area. Join the Food Responder Network and help your business and communities become more resilient to the impact of disasters. Off the Grid's feeding program are designed to support local communities before emergencies occur. They work closely with local municipalities, state, and federal feeding organizations to craft plans that will support food insecure and secure individuals in the wake of natural disasters and other emergency food needs. By working with local food businesses such as food truck operators, local catering companies, and restaurants, we are able to quickly deploy food in the wake of an emergency. During all types of emergencies, people need food. This is your chance to help and feel good about helping those in severe need. So if you have some sort of food business and you want to get paid and feel good about helping out those in need, this is your chance. This is a great opportunity. Go to easternsierranow.com. At the bottom of the story, it says, click here to apply in blue. All you got to do is click there, fill out your name and information, and they will get a hold of you and set the whole thing up. That would be really cool for situations when people are very in need. You can definitely step in and help them out. So yeah, give that a try. God, this food talk makes me think of Copper Top. It's always my segue, but it's true. I mean, how often are you not thinking of barbecue? Seriously, unless you're a vegan or a vegetarian, and then you probably still are thinking about it. You're just choosing not to have it. Or you can have an Impossible Burger or something like that. Those are pretty decent, actually. I mean, I could tell the difference, but I'm addicted to fast food. So anything that isn't completely soaked in monohydrotriglycerides and other giant words that I can't pronounce correctly, I probably don't want it anyway. But you know what I do want more than that? Seriously, Copper Top. Copper Top is the best. Hands down, there's no barbecue like it. I'm not just saying that because they're my advertiser. I'm saying it because it's true. They were voted the number one restaurant in the United States. I'm not kidding. Big Pine, California on Yelp. Copper Top Barbecue. It is the best. There's nothing like it. You know what they actually love I haven't talked about before on here? Ready? Something new. Drum roll, please. Their macaroni and cheese is incredible. Come on, you know that's true. If you've had it, you're right now going, oh, that's right, Jesse. That's bomb. They're very, very good at mac and cheese. Like, they could have a mac and cheese business, get rid of everything else, and people would still go. It'd probably get voted number two or so in the country because you're not going to beat Grandma Harriet Steele. Crack my knuckles. But seriously, all the stuff that's going on, it's an exciting place. You need to head down to Copper Top, check out all the new stuff they have going in. They have beer taps that fill from the bottom. I know I've been promising this for a while. As soon as it gets in, I'm gonna do a YouTube video on it. You should head over to Eastern Sierra now, subscribe and like to the YouTube channel. Because the second I have this thing posted, you're going to want to see it. And you don't want to miss it. So go over to YouTube and check that out. This is going to be incredible. Matt, that owns the place, has been talking to me a little bit about doing trivia nights and maybe some karaoke or bands, things like that. Just things to get the community involved and to do more. Really great guy, really great company, really great food. What else can you say? I mean, that should be their new sticker. I'll pitch it to him. Head over to Copper Top, would you? We are ending for the day. Eastern Sierra Now. Head over to easternsierranow.com again and subscribe. Please. Pretty please. Could you do that for me? Please. Please. We want those numbers through the roof. And you're the one to do it. Yeah, that's right. You. The one listening going, is he saying me? Is he talking about me? Yeah, I'm talking about you. Head over there right now. See you later.